All right, I'm standing outside the Finborough pub with Johnny Fox London. Actually, we're standing outside some rather very full bins from the pub. Let's hope they don't confuse us for the trash. But we've just seen the Grand Tour, which is one of Jerry Herman's probably minor musicals, a chamber musical perhaps, which is having its European premiere here at the Finborough Theatre. Now, John, how did you find it? I thought it was a little bit of a lot of musicals all put together. I think it was a bit of on the 20th century. It felt a bit at times like some Nazis in The Sound of Music, a bit of everything.
There's quite a lot of Candide because it's a great big romp across Europe and people are called upon to do the most extraordinary things whilst they're on the run, like be a rabbi at a wedding or walk a tightrope in a circus. So, yes, it's a very portmanteau musical, if you like. You said it was a chamber piece. I don't think Jerry Herman wrote it as that. I think, no. Like Mac and Mabel, he wrote it for the big Broadway stage, and it wasn't a success. It ran 60 performances or something like that, and wasn't taken up by the critics or the public.
But perhaps it actually works better here in the small space.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the genius of this production is that it has been made so much more intimate that you actually are engaged with this handful of characters and their complicated story, which is really to do with fleeing the Nazis during the Second World War and also smuggling some important papers to the Polish government in exile, who were actually in England at the time. So it has a serious purpose, but it's done with a great deal of charm and huge conviction by an excellent cast. And again, you know, we keep saying this when we come to these small-scale musicals, really terrific singing. Musically, I felt it was a little bit like La Cage aux Folles, mainly because most of the songs and most of the duets are by two men. Jakubowski and the Colonel are the two heroes of the piece.
And they also sort of have a love-hate relationship.
They do. They dislike each other intensely when they first meet, and then there's grudging acceptance and affection. But I thought both Alistair Brookshaw as Jakubowski and Nick Kyle as the Colonel were absolutely outstanding. Beautiful, beautiful voices. Some very, very high tenor work, particularly from Nick Kyle, but really, really charming, elegant acoustic singing. And the other thing is that they deliver the very complicated lyrics. I mean, you know, this is still Jerry Herman. It is still quite difficult to sing well. And
but it's not Sondheim, so it's hummable.
No, it's not Sondheim. It is hummable, definitely. Even if that song about doing it for Poland does come back one too many times, it is musically enjoyable and recognisable Jerry Herman tunes. Even though there isn't a takeaway song, there isn't a song you say, oh, I heard that on the radio, or not even Elaine Page has played most of this.
Well, actually, I thought Marianne was familiar, but that just because I'm a bit of a musical theatre aficionado.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, let's just leave it at that. But okay, Zoe Duano, yes, apologies, I'm sure somebody will write in or tweet that if we've mispronounced her name, I thought was particularly wonderful as Marianne, who is the love interest, really, of both men. And there's a wonderful song, Marianne, which is the one that I was familiar with, that I thought was performed superbly by Nick Kyle. But I think it's a quite a nice reflective musical, for particularly when you think about what has happened today in France and all sorts of upheaval. And the anthem of I'll Be Here Tomorrow was somewhat an interesting song to reflect on, don't you think?
Yes, it is. And it is a terrible thing that happened today to the French magazine, and we should recognise that. Just one other thing I would like to say about the production is that it's blessed with a terrific set by Phil Lindley that just sort of opens out and unfolds and reveals itself in very lovely, painterly ways. And the lighting is also very painterly as well. So I really found that added to the charm of the piece.
Yes, all told, I think first show of the year, and we loved it.
Yes, une bonne soirée.